We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hong Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Time for another edition of the Beaver Podcast on campus this week. John Warren along with Mike Parker. The Beaver Podcast brought to you by Hum Kombucha. Made possible by Hum Kombucha, fizzy, delicious, and made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Well, baseball takes center stage this week with a media day today here on this Tuesday of recording of this podcast, as well as Friday, January 25th, is the start of official baseball practices. Zach Taylor joins us for this week's podcast. Good to have you with us, Zach. It's a big week to get things started, but you guys have been going at it for quite a long time, especially you as you get ready for your senior season. What were off-season workouts for you like?
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. And as far as the off-season goes, you know, our weight coach kind of gets us dialed in, Coach Anderson, bringing in we have a packet we basically take home, go through basically our basic compound lifts, a lot of mobility stuff. And really, like, we don't really miss a beat, to be honest, from the fall. Again, there's more time off during the day, not having classes, so you can kind of stay off your feet a little bit. But, I mean, it's a really good time to kind of reset, especially mentally, but still be able to work on our bodies.
Yeah, well, the first question that comes to mind is the off season, because we're getting started for a new season. But the glaring red light is the glory of last, 7 months ago? It seems like it was just yesterday, but another national championship. I don't even know which cliche question to ask you. There are so many. How about we start with how long did it take? What was it like over the summer in the immediate aftermath for you having won that national championship?
I mean, I think honestly, it kind of happened so fast. I have a vivid memory of before the final out, looking back at Trevor Larnach in right field, and kind of we both had big smiles on our face. And then Kevin throws that last pitch to strike the guy out, and it's just like, you know, your heart's beating, you just kind of freak out. You're like, holy cow, what did we just do? And I would say it honestly took probably maybe a week or two once things kind of settled back down to really like realize. I'd wake up every morning and just be like, oh my gosh, we're national champions. Like, that's crazy, you know? And so I think it kind of it happened fast, but at the same time now I think I can really appreciate it because now's a time where I can like really look back and I have these certain memories. So
yeah, now, and also I imagine that through the holidays, anytime you're at a family member's house for games or for of course Thanksgiving, Christmas, it's the topic that you. I mean, I imagine you do not get tired to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely not. And I think one of the coolest things that I didn't realize was going to happen is people telling me their experiences also, like where they watched the game, who they were with, how excited they were when certain things happened, and they'll bring up my walk and other things like that. And that's probably one of the coolest parts, just to know the impact we had, especially on people in Oregon and just Beaver fans in general. And how excited Beaver Nation was for us. So I think we're just so blessed to have that support.
Zach, great to have you with us as we get ready for another year. Your walk, I do want to ask you about it, but you also had a hit to keep the season alive in a game that you absolutely had to win en route to the title against North Carolina, down 6-3. And a lot of people, because of what happened in the dramatics of the game against Arkansas, game two, have almost forgotten that. But I remember you get a hit to lead. You're down 6-3 in the eighth inning in an elimination game. Do people forget that, or do they bring that up too?
No, I've actually had a lot of people bring that up too. Again, I really appreciate it too. But also, it was kind of the same kind of scenario as in game two against Arkansas. I mean, that was a situation where we prided ourselves on we really need to get the leadoff hitter on. And I knew, I think it was a 1-0 count, if I remember. And I knew he was going to come after me, you know, especially with a lead like that. So I was able to put a good swing on a ball and get a ball through the six holes. So,
and the guys said, everybody in the dugout at the time when you got the base hit, there was that sense of they looked at each other and said to each other, here we go. Is that kind of is that the mentality you guys took to the field, no matter what the circumstances? Here we go. Get somebody on, move them over, and you always felt like, hey, nothing's impossible for us.
Absolutely, and there's a feeling that we're never really out of the game. And I think just having that in general, that kind of that spark, I thought it really got us going. And I remember getting to first base and be like, let's go, like looking at the dugout, and the guys were excited. You know, I could see people moving around in the dugout. So I think something as little as that, that's all we really need to get going.
Well, if you want to go back and talk about things that happened but people will probably forget as time goes on, and that's the long delay against Washington.
4.5 hours, you know, where you're waiting.
Oh, yeah. You're down, and is it true that kind of there was some you goofing off and relaxing, but also kind of a rallying cry because you're down big in that game. Otherwise, you're out of the tournament.
Absolutely, and I honestly thought that delay was huge for us. And I think it gets really overlooked because actually it was Tyler Malone that was going to be the next batter, and so he had to wait that whole time. Again, though, he had extreme focus. I mean, I thought he was able to relax, but also, I mean, he was so focused and zoned in, and he knew what he needed to do. So I was so proud of him for being able to prepare the way he did for that situation. So, I really couldn't have been happier for him.
And then Kevin Abel waits that whole thing out and comes back and pitches again. And then, of course, he does something unprecedented in the championship game itself, a two-hit complete game shutout. Zach, what were your thoughts just about his season as the whole arc of the season and what you saw with him from where he was at the beginning, the ball kind of going all over the place, to how he concluded a championship game?
Oh, I mean, I think he matured so much, and it speaks volumes of him as in the person he is and the character that he has. The ability to really grow up, and what I mean by that is just he would get frustrated with himself. I don't think he had a very solid mental process that he could really revert back to really just organize his thoughts and know what he needed to do every time he got on the mound. And I think that only progressed as the season went on. And I mean, I think you could tell in that last game, I mean, that's the most calm and collected I've seen him. He didn't get too high, didn't get too low. And so to kind of see that and see him grow progressively throughout the season, that's a tribute to him. That's awesome.
He also said, you know, with respect to we all kept kind of thinking, I don't know what you were thinking, but all of us, I'm calling the game, the television people, well, he'll be coming out after this inning. Or I'm sure he'll be coming out after this inning. I'm sure this is the last batter he's going to face. I'm sure he's coming out now. What were you thinking through all of that?
Honestly, I knew he was going to tell Case and Coach Yeski that he wanted to keep going. And I know all the position players. I tried to stay as far away from him as I could. I was like, I don't know what you're doing right now. You got some mojo going. And, I mean, he was pitching just such a great game. And it was so fun to watch that. And it was so fluid. I mean, I felt like I was on defense for maybe a minute or two. And then we're back in the dugout hitting. So to really have that, I mean, I feel like that also kind of can get you in that rhythm, especially offensively. Just knowing that we're going to get on the field on defense and get right back out. So,
and in the last, Johnny, I want to we'll wrap it up here in the next few minutes as we visit with Zach Taylor. He said, and he told Nate and Pat this, that he'd never felt the ball coming out of his hand more easily and smoothly. Could you see that from your perspective?
Absolutely. I mean, you can just kind of tell when someone's kind of in that zone. You kind of call it that flow state, if you will, and you could definitely see that was just happening. I mean, like I said, he was comfortable. It's almost like the game was probably in slow motion for him, throwing the ball where he wanted to. Three-plus pitches that day, too. I mean, yeah, that's pretty hard to hit, you know.
Well, speaking of kind of wrapping things up, just your thoughts on coming back from that high. Now, the high of 56-6 was great, except for the way it ended.
Right.
So there was something to play for. There's always something to play for, clearly, being repeating champs. But at the same time, there still may be that high from the championship while you're getting ready to play now.
Yeah, I mean, I really think going into this next season, what happened last year, that no one can ever take that away from us. Coach Yeski said it perfect. You know, we're not defending the national championship. That is what happened last year. Mm-hmm. This year is a whole new team. We can't compare this team to last year's team. And so, but that in mind, having experienced what I experienced last year and the feeling that I had, I think that was what I really built my goal around, especially as a leader of this team. I really want those younger guys to experience what Omaha is like. I think everyone should have that experience, and especially win a national championship. I know we have the pieces that we need to make a far run, and that's what really makes me excited, and I know the work that needs to be done to get there. So I think that's me. The best I can do is just really take those younger guys along, bring them under my wing, and kind of tell them, you know, this is how it's going to be, and this is what we're going to do to get to the ultimate goal of winning a national championship.
It sounds like, you know, you talking about being a leader on the team. When we think about Caden Grenier and Nick Madrigal or Trevor Larnach, three first-round picks, obviously their talent and production will be missed. But from the leadership standpoint, how big is that piece, Zach, alone? You putting your arms around the younger guys and saying, hey, we're the Beavers, we're good, we can go do this again?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I can have a little bit different perspective than maybe Caden or Trevor, even Adley, for example. I mean, not really playing a ton my first 2 years. Being kind of in some of these younger guys' shoes, you know, that might feel uncomfortable throughout the fall, don't know if they're going to play a ton. So I feel like I can kind of be a voice for an example for them. So and I think the combination of Rutch and myself and Bryce Femmel too, you know, being Bryce and I being two of the older guys. So I really think we can help this group.
Did it seem to go by quickly?
It did.
The whole career.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
I can't believe it.
It's crazy. It's a blink of an eye, and I'm a senior now in my last season. But I mean, it makes it so much more worthwhile, you know, knowing you have one more go around at this and the opportunity to go to Omaha. I mean, 3 out of my 4 years, you really can't beat that, you know.
Final thing, Zach, and that is, you know, the question we've gotten this far and haven't even mentioned, other than a reference to Kevin was telling Case and Nate this and that. Not going to be able to tell Case that this year. In the dugout, on the field, during games. So you're far enough in now, not a season yet. You can start practice Friday officially. But what's the post-era so far been like in terms of Coach Bales' voice? Do you still hear Casey's voice in your ear as you go through your life? I mean, what about Pat's impact, even though he's not here, but how you feel about the leadership from the coaching going forward?
Yeah, I would say I've kind of thought about this a lot, and honestly, not a ton has changed from the coaching perspective. I mean, really just Case being gone, we still have our same staff, and then also including Coach Gibson this year. But really, I think the best thing about Case always, or people will always ask me what makes Case such a great coach, and he makes you believe in yourself that you can do things that you didn't think you could do before. And I think I've kind of carried that with me, and I really think he's helped me like become the man I am today. And I credit him with that a lot. So just the ability to kind of have his voice in my ear, whether it's in practice or in games, I think that can really help me, and I can kind of give that to the younger guys.
And I say the last thing, and that's always a lie from me, but I just want to ask you about how excited you are to see how this team takes shape with the clear, you know, the great talent that's moved on and embarking careers to the major leagues, but yourself and Adley and a lot of pitching back. I mean, how do you kind of feel this team? What kind of identity and so on? And how forward are you looking to the identity of this team taking shape? And what's that going to look like in your opinion?
Oh, very excited. I mean, I think our backbone is going to be our pitching and defense, of course, like you said. And offensively, I think we have some really good bright spots. We have some veterans in the lineup, and we're also going to need some younger guys to step up and play and just do what they can do. Know that everyone's unique in their skill set and that it can be useful in the wholeness of our team. So I'm very excited. I think it's just a wonderful opportunity.
Zach, it's great seeing you again. Thanks for the time. Look forward to whatever unfolds again this season. It was a real pleasure to get the baseball season in a podcast form going with you. Thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Mike.
Zach Taylor, our guest on this week's sports podcast, also brought to you by our friends at Visit Corvallis. Be sure to experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis and extend your stay to take in all that the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play. Also brought to you by the Heat Pump Store, your local ductless heating and cooling experts. Join the ductless revolution. And one final important sponsor to thank for making these podcasts possible, the Oregon State College of Business. Being a Beaver has its perks, as you know, and graduates are already qualified for scholarships towards earning your OSU MBA. You can do it in Portland, in Bend, in Corvallis, or there are online options that are flexible and customized and help advance your career trajectory. Check it out at mba.oregonstate.edu. Our thanks to Zach Taylor for getting us an early look at Beaver baseball, the national champions in 2018, not defending anything, going after another one in 2019. Our thanks to Zach. For John Warren, this is Mike Parker. See you again next week on the Beaver Sports Podcast, presented by Hum Kombucha. Thanks, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend, Oregon, for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.